Welcome to episode 50 of Bite Size Lemons.
Wow, 50. That's half a century.
That's half of one century we have been doing this podcast.
We have been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah, one episode per year.
One episode per
lifetime. Year. This is a nerdy podcast. We're going to talk about little mole men.
My belly hurts so bad for some reason.
Why?
I think I had way too many sopapillas.
Well, yeah, that'll do that.
Yeah. Belly, stop hurting.
So you hurt yourself by eating too many sopapillas. Because let me I'm tell Mexican. You a little story about how I hurt myself this week.
How did you hurt yourself?
I'll tell you, John. How about it?
Okay.
It was yesterday.
All right.
I remember it as if it were yesterday.
That's because it was yesterday.
Well, it all checks out.
Oh, nice.
Anyhow.
Throw that in your checkbook and write it down in Amen. Your checkbook.
What?
Nobody has checkbooks anymore.
I get paid by check.
That's fair. What century are you living in?
The
current one?
Half a century ago when we started this podcast.
That's fair.
Anyway, so I was renovating an attic with my father. We're putting boards down on top of this fiberglass stuff. And he was like, hey, you see that little lip there? Make sure you put your foot on it so you don't trip and go through the ceiling.
Sure enough.
You know what I did?
Slipped and fell through the ceiling.
Yeah, I missed the lip and my leg went through the ceiling.
Nice.
Like all the way.
All the way.
And I landed on my ear.
Nice.
On a 2x4. Now it's slightly more... slightly swollen, so it looks a little like a normal ear, because I have very small ears.
That's fair.
And it's starting to turn blue.
Nice!
So...
good old blue ears.
Putting on these headphones felt great.
And the blue ears are all the rage right now.
Honestly, it felt amazingly not good.
What? Falling through the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Also, the fiberglass you have looks like ground beef.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I will never get over it. I was like, do you insulate your house?
With ground meat? What, do you have yellow?
Yeah, I guess.
That's weird.
Or white, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen the white insulation. I've only ever seen pink or yellow.
Hmm.
So, I'm going to go...
some fine tuna.
I'm going to go shove my foot through your ceiling and see what color insulation
yeah,
is.
Yeah, do it.
So my,
I'm ready.
I went through like the edge of the kitchen, and we have this big horrible light fixture in the middle of our kitchen over our like cooking island.
Yeah.
And my mother was like, you couldn't have kicked that light fixture down. I was like, yeah, I'm okay, Mom. Thanks.
Your mom was like, para why though?
Para why you no kick down the big nasty light so your daddy buys a new one?
Paraguay, though.
Paraguay, though. Anyway.
Panama.
Panama? Do you know Panama. I got kicked out of Spanish for singing that class?
I almost got kicked out of Spanish for singing that. I started singing that in my Spanish class not too long ago. And my teacher was like, but stop, though. And I was like, all right.
But you were like, Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Well, John, we absolutely stuck that landing on the intro as
Boom.
Per usual. So, what we normally start with...
much like a sticky substance. Sicky.
Stuck the landing.
Stucky the standing.
Stunky. Stun tank.
Stunk tank.
We are about to roast and toast.
Nice.
A Pokemon where we... one of us roasts the Pokemon.
And the other
one
toasts
it. Honestly, I'm really proud of the roast toast thing.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Like... the rhyme, I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Roast and
roast
then
toast
compliment.
Em. Roast and then give a slight pat on the back.
You know what we could do?
Sport.
Which would just make more editing for me.
What?
Right now, you could sing the roast em, toast em theme. It will become the official roast em, toast em theme. And then I'll have to do something with it. Okay.
All
I
right.
Like it.
Done.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, do you know who we're roasting toasting today?
I have absolutely no idea. Your guitar is in the way.
Let me tell you. For anyone who doesn't know this, we actually don't know Pokemon as well as we think you think we might. We actually have a giant poster that has all the Pokemon in order on them. Anyway.
Rip movie magic.
I mean, bow, 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 roast em, toast em. You realize I'm going to have to harmonize that.
That'll be great. I'm excited. Believe in you.
Okay, so our roast em, toast em Pokemon is Diglett.
Oh, yeah. Diglett.
Wait, I'm roasting.
Yeah, good. Okay. Oh, man. All right, get on him.
Ha, gnarly, dude. Have you seen your Alola form? It is literally a piece of garbage, Owen Wilson. Oh, yeah, get out of here. I hate you. What are you? Are you a mole? Do you even have a bottom half? What is going on with your face? I used to think that your mouth... Your nose was a mouth and the shine was a tooth. Let me just tell you something. You look like a little poop coming out of the ground. So you can basically get roasted. You've been roasted. Bow, 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 bow. No. All
right, Diglett, your Alolan form is cute. If you're tiny.
Wrong.
With your three little hairs coming out of your head.
Wrong.
And I like that. And then also, like... You got a little,
I like that.
You got a little nose. And that's kind of awesome. A little shiny nose. Your basic form looks like a Dwayne The Rock Johnson just popping his little head out of the ground.
Wow.
You know, having a grand old time. And it makes sense because you're a ground type.
The just, Rock.
The Rock.
I get it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're really fast. Your speed stat's pretty good, and I enjoy your Alolan form.
Philip.
I have a Philip on my team. You are just adorable. You're just so cute. I just want one of you burrowing through my foundation of my house.
Aw.
Like, that's what I want.
Bow, bow, bow.
You've been toasted.
Nice. What is that's your actual opinion of Diglett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I could take or leave Diglett.
Pretty much.
The Alolan form, I think, is garbage.
I think the Alolan form of Diglett is amazingly adorable.
Oh.
But the Alolan form of Dugtrio is kind of weird.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
What typing are they? Are they ground steel?
They're ground... I know they're steel something.
Yeah, I think they're ground steel. The world might never know.
I guess not.
Way to be weak to fire.
Yeah. I got freaking owned because I got
flamethrowered. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got my glass handed to me.
Glass half full?
Yep.
The Essential Pokemon Book of Joy is our holy book here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait till next week to come up with a theme for that one.
Fair.
Wow, 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 wow.
Holy book.
There's... Holy book. WWPD, what does it stand for?
What would...
Yes?
Pelican do.
Oh.
So close.
That is so close. In fact, it is what would Pikachu do? I'm very sorry. John... I'm going to read a quote from the Belief and Courage chapter of this book.
Nice.
And you have to tell me who said it.
Okay.
No, that's not possible. Unless, of course it is.
Professor Oak.
I'll give it to you. It's Cedric Juniper.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Basically, old boring white
old,
men.
Old boring white men.
Basically,
sounds like my dad.
Sounds like the Oscars.
Yeah. Also, my dad's not
boring or white. You just got called. John, let's do some of that sick news wedge.
All right, let's do this.
Wow, 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 a news wedge.
It's so good. Ding, 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 ding. News wedge.
Oh, that's cute. I like that one. I'm going to use that one. All right. Someone has created a working Pokemon Red.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Holy lemons.
As if people didn't have enough time to be doing things.
Right? Jeez, that is insane.
That is literally insane.
That is so intense.
When we someone shared it, one either you or me, and that we wrote just incredible and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because that's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he coded it from scratch by hand.
Yep.
With a redstone. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hats off to that guy.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are. I could click the link, but I won't.
Yeah. It's too much work.
So people have been getting hot and buttered over the...
It's like Texas Roadhouse roll.
Heck yeah. In Breath of the Wild, everyone wants to get with this Zora prince.
What?
Have you seen him?
No.
He's like 7'5" and shredded.
Yeah? Let me see this. I'll
show you this guy.
Let me see this guy.
Oh boy.
Soon's about root. Oh, okay. All right. It's a little mouse baby.
Maybe he's actually like 9 foot.
Yeah.
He's a monster. Anyway, people are getting real into this.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah, the Zora's design in this game are pretty cool. I like them.
Yeah, I think they're pretty rad. Look, here's a gif of it. Everyone who's listening at home can absolutely enjoy this.
Yep. Whoa. He's got like a little hammerhead
shark. Yeah, he's got a hammerhead for a head.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that doesn't stop there. There's also female Zora that people are getting wet and wild over, which is really weird.
That's fair.
So that's a thing. I don't know why that's wet in our wild. I say that all the time.
Is that a butterfly band-aid?
Where? What?
On the music stand.
No.
Oh. You have scars.
4 years ago, Pika Nipples came out. The Nintendo DS that had the 3D cameras right where Pikachu's nipples would be.
Yeah, Pika Nipples.
That's a short news wedge there.
Yep, there it is. Just
so last week.
We did. I don't know what? Why. What?
Hold on.
We did?
Let's try tell this news wedge, but you don't know what it is. And we switch off.
Okay.
Last week,
we
talked
about
the
horses
in
Breath
of
the
Wild.
It
was
nice.
Nintendo
really
has
foresight.
This isn't gonna work.
Nope, it's not.
So last week I made the news wedge that the Nintendo Switch has sold 300,000 copies.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's pretty great, everybody. That's great, but that's as soon as they get more games, it's gonna get better for them. 1 to 2 million? No, I don't think so. Not by the end of this year.
Boom.
They've surpassed 1.5 million units sold.
Boom. And that's probably because they've only made 1.5 million.
True.
I mean, there are people still lining up for this thing. Like,
oh, yeah. I was talking to a couple of my coworkers, and they're like, you know someone who has one? I was like, I know 3 people who have one.
Really? Who?
You, Melvin, and Jacob.
No, that's cool.
Get wrecked.
I know me, and then everybody who bought one at my store.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Nice. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
So they've basically reached their goal for the year's end.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Time to buy some Nintendo stock, gentlemen.
Time to make 1 million more of these, guys. It's like... Get these things to stores, man. People want them.
But Nintendo stock.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't think Nintendo stock.
Jump on that Wall Street.
All right. Jump on that Wall Street.
John. Alexander Hamilton.
All right. Choose your weapon.
All right.
Web shooters.
Okay.
Wolverine's claws.
Okay.
The Master Sword.
Okay.
lightsaber.
I have to, wait, does lightsaber come with the Force?
You know, I was thinking that. Does web shooter come with the agility of Spider-Man? Does Wolverine's claws come with the healing factor? Does the Master Sword come with...
I mean, Wolverine's claws without the healing factor would suck.
And same with the web shooters.
Yeah. Because you would literally just be, like, have to have, like, super swole arms.
Let's say everything you need is accounted for. Including the Force, a bow and arrow, a healing factor, and the agility and strength of Spider-Man.
I... See, unfortunately, normally I'd be like Master Sword all the way, but Master Sword is literally just a sword.
Unbreakable sword.
Yeah, it's an unbreakable sword, but...
It's unbreakable.
So is adamantium. Pretty much.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. So, like, that's a thing.
That's true.
And then also, like, web shooters, if you're going with the agility thing, like... Do you want to be Spider-Man or have a bunch of cool weapons?
All right, so here's the deal. Let's do both. Okay. So one with, it comes with all the cool stuff. Like, the lightsaber comes with the Force. Master Sword comes with the Legend of Zelda universe.
Okay.
Wolverine comes with healing factor, and web shooters come with the agility and strength.
Well, I guess you could say, like, the Master Sword comes with, like, your own personal journey of courage. Oh, yeah,
you're the hero of courage. Yeah.
That's pretty neat. I like that. Being able to utilize pretty much any weapon that you find.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You chose a Master Sword over the lightsaber?
Well, no, but I can get behind that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so the addition of the Master Sword is you're the hero of time.
Okay. Oh, but then, like, time travel's a thing? But it's only by, like, 7-year increments, and that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. It's not really beneficial to me. Anyway, let's see. Okay.
So, with the stuff.
Yeah. With the stuff, I think I go Spider-Man.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a very close tie with the lightsaber, though, because the Force is cool, but... I mean, you pretty much have the Force if you're Spider-Man. Let's be honest.
More or less. I would go with web shooters as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close tie with Wolverine's claws, though.
Yeah.
I love the healing factor.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of...
Well...
I'm not into the whole healing factor because then I would just, like, become a super soldier. That's, like, the first thing I would do. I'd be like, well, time to join the military.
That is where you and I differ.
Yeah.
I'd become a pooper soldier. What about if it didn't come with any of the upgrades?
All right, so that makes Wolverine's thing, like,
no one actually wants that.
Dumb because you just have holes in your hands.
Constantly.
It's like...
Or you get to use them, like, one good time and then go to the doctor.
Yeah. ow.
The Master Sword is just an unbreakable sword.
It's an unbreakable sword, which is pretty dope.
It's pretty great. Lightsaber is awesome.
It would be extremely dangerous to wield because, like,
that's why I wouldn't choose it. It'd be mm-hmm. too dangerous.
I would choose the lightsaber, though.
I go web shooter still.
Yeah, I'd definitely go lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yep. So we've been talking about...
Granted, hold on. Web shooters, those things, like, I don't know if they'd be able to lift me up, though.
Oh, that's... dude, they're stronger than steel.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
What? They're very strong.
All right, what are you going to say?
We've been talking... Well, you came up with this awesome idea called Trinket Tuesdays.
Yeah, Trinket Tuesdays.
So we're going to do stuff similar to that, but we're going to do that on our... social media?
Yeah.
I think Facebook and Instagram is it.
Maybe yeah.
We'll do Twitter as well. Whatever. We'll figure it out. I don't
really know how to do Instagram. I guess we'd have to just, like, take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We could do that.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Anyway, so could you explain what it is without doing one? Because we're going to save it for our 1-year anniversary of the show.
Yes. So Trinket Tuesday is we will explain... some magical items.
Yeah.
And either you get to choose to have it or not have it, or you get to choose between two. Basically, you know, different things that, you know, we've thought about, like magical different things that give you either powers or take something away from you. It's basically kind of like a would you rather kind of situation. Yeah,
but with a trinket involved.
Right.
Some kind of amulet or Wolverine's claws or something like that.
Yeah, and that's going to be a little bit of fun. We want you guys to stay engaged in the show. So definitely feed us our comments and, you know, send any of your ideas our way. We'd be more than happy to help those out.
Definitely.
And
so we'll be doing that on Tuesdays, as the name implies. That way you guys get basically the full week. Then we will on air talk about what we would do.
Yeah.
And if you guys send in some particularly funny ones or comment very good ones, we'll
do some shout outs.
Yeah, definitely. Because you were talking about how some of them can be really challenging.
Yeah.
And you'd like to see some really good arguments for both sides.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a case to be made for both sides. I'm sure that, you know, somebody will find a way. These are like the things that I was talking to Alistair about this. I was just like, these over are the tacos. Things. Yeah, over some tacos. These are the things I think about, like, when I'm not thinking about anything, and which is very rare. Actually, it's not that rare. I think about this a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and so, like, you'll see some weird things.
I'm excited for it.
They're meant to be a little vague, and I want you guys to fill in the blanks, so.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we've got a bunch written down, and that's growing with every day.
With every day.
Have we talked about
honor?
Have we talked about the Korok seeds?
Redemption.
What?
Sorry, I just Hanzo'd.
Apparently, Hanzo Main is now an insult.
Yes.
Like, you call people Hanzo Main?
Which, yeah. If you're a Hanzo Main, that means basically a lot of people either. I don't know why. Like, I can't play Hanzo. Like, not very well, but. Apparently that's like the noob character, but
really?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I know a lot of good Hanzo mains. Like,
yeah.
So I don't really know what's going on.
Talk about them like that.
Yeah. How about that?
What would you say is the entry level character? Is Soldier 76?
Soldier 76 is probably either entry level because. Not only do you get your tutorial with him, but also very Call of Duty-esque. But to use him very well, that's the different story.
Right.
I mean, there are pros that use these entry-level characters because they're so good, you know? Yeah. It doesn't really matter what character you play. There's no one character that's completely broken.
It's just how you use them.
It's how you use them.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Have we talked about the Korok seeds in Breath of the Wild?
No.
You know, the little tree boys.
Yeah.
So,
spirits of the forest.
So you just randomly find them, mm-hmm. right? And so someone has found all of them.
What?
So there is 900 of them in the game.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. We found what? Five?
Yeah.
Something like that. Hetsu's gift is what he gives you. It's described as a gift of friendship given to you by Hetsu. It smells pretty bad.
What do you use it for?
You don't.
Oh, it's just like an achievement, like trophy thing?
That's it.
It smells pretty bad. Thanks, Hetsu. You and your Americas.
Yep.
Shaky, shaky.
Unbereavable.
Unbereavable.
So, basically, it just takes up a space in your inventory.
That's fair.
So,
I mean, you probably have a massive inventory at that point.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I thought it was hilarious.
So, just like, take this and eat it.
Let me ask you something.
All right.
When is the last time you bought a DVD?
Like a DVD, what? Not a Blu-ray or anything.
Yeah, DVD.
I don't know, probably like 1995. And I was like, born.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah. I never really bought DVDs. I was never a movie person.
Yeah.
Why?
I was just thinking about it.
About DVDs?
Yeah, I was thinking about how the Switch doesn't have any CD or, you know, disc implements.
Yeah.
I don't think that bothers me.
It doesn't. To me.
I was trying to think of the last time I used a CD or a DVD.
It kind of bothers me in the fact that, like, there's a lot of media players out there right now with, like, I think I talked about this when we first started talking about the Switch, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't really bother me. But now it was actually a plus because it focused on being a video game system,
right,
which made me happy. But I don't know. It just feels weird. Like, I guess it's because there are menus and stuff.
Yeah.
For all this extra stuff that they just don't have, you know,
yeah.
like, you know, there's a reason why there's a startup menu on the PlayStation, because you can use it as a video player. You can use it as a music player. You can use it for streaming, and they don't have that on the Switch. So it's just like this game you've played or this game you've played.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I think there's going to be streaming, and I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep it local with the system,
mm-hmm.
to where you don't need to keep track of other stuff.
Right.
Last DVD I bought was over 5 months ago.
Really?
And I buy DVDs.
A loot.
We have like 300 DVDs over there.
Yeah, you could turn those into throwing stars.
Seriously, I think I'm a pretty decent movie buff.
I'd say.
And I haven't bought a DVD in a
while. You're at least like a movie gym rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're getting there.
I'm a movie gym rat.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, I thought that was interesting because I asked that question on Facebook and no one responded, so.
Gucci.
Oh, boy. Have you heard about Iwata's Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild tribute?
I have seen the like face thing clip of it, like the picture for it, the thumbnail.
Yeah.
But I haven't clicked on it because
I will save it.
Okay.
I've read a tiny bit and I just shared it because I was like, I don't want to know yet.
Yeah, me too.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick.
How you doing, Pat? Well, I assume you're listening. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Good old Pattison.
He has started adopting pit bulls.
Nice.
From fighting rings.
Nice.
And he's like, he loves them. And they kiss him and he's like, oh, that was a nice kiss. It's just like the most precious thing.
He's like, Laura, go get the pit bulls. Go get the pit bulls, Laura.
They must fight.
They must fight.
Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses announces its 2017 tour dates.
Nice. And it's going to be Breath of the Wild music, too.
Yes, it is. So, see you July 7th, buddy.
Yeah, let's do this.
Spider-Man spin-off Venom.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Gets an official release date and director. I don't know how
I feel about that.
So, here's my question. Do they do this like a horror movie, or do they do it like... you feel sympathetic for the human character, or do you just think that Venom's awesome? Is it a monster movie? What's going on there?
I think it might be like this character gets infected by Venom. You go through this character's like life thing, and then like they find Venom, and Venom's like, I will offer you a power. Just kind of like with its weird like amoeba form, it's like, I will offer you power. And then he's like, oh, I like that. And then he's like, punch Spider-Man in the mouth.
How well do you know Venom's backstory?
Not very well.
I could tell a little bit. So there's kind of two different ways it goes,
mm-hmm.
where Venom infects someone and that someone hates Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So then Venom hates Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it could sense that it's him. Or the symbiote's like, listen, we got to strike a deal or something. And it makes Agent Venom. And he's like this super powerful super soldier, but he's like a good guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
That's dope.
So I think you would really enjoy Agent Venom. I wonder if they're going to do something like that. I'd kind of like to see a monster movie style thing, maybe. Or whatever.
Or like a really nice looking blonde woman, like, goes to her cheerleading practice, and then Venom, like, kills all of her cheerleading friends, and she has to run away through the woods to a cabin.
To grandmother's house we go. And then he's in the bed because he ate grandma.
Yeah, he infected grandma.
Spider-Man shows up with an axe and cuts open everyone.
Cuts open Venom.
Oh, no, everyone.
Everyone.
Oh, no, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's actually the monster in this movie.
That's deep. Horizon Zero Sean has sold 2.6 million copies in 2 weeks.
Sean, you're wonderful. Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Ghost Recon has been sold out for a while as well. It's a Tom Clancy game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horizon Zero Dawn, I've heard some good things. I have actually stayed away from most of it because I have been obsessed with the Switch. So
fair enough.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Can we just talk about how some games just got completely blown over just because of the time that they were released?
Like what?
Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Man, that game is beautimous.
They got about 5 minutes of real, real good timing. And then it was like, yeah, the Switch is coming out.
Yeah. And then like Switch, Biohazard, or Resident Evil Biohazard. Yeah.
People went crazy for that.
Yeah, like that was like Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy stole most of that spot. And, you know, PS4 as well.
Yeah.
It's exclusive for PS4.
Mm-hmm. So people were playing Final Fantasy or
preparing for the Switch.
Preparing for the Switch or playing Biohazard or, you know, looking at and just these games keep pouring out, you know, and they're good, good titles. It just Last Guardian kind of got overshadowed, and they had worked on it for so long that like even the diehard fans like were playing other games because they got used to playing other games, you know?
Yeah, I think what's gonna happen is this is gonna become another like revival game where people are like, oh dude, you gotta play Shadow of the Colossus,
right?
And, like, even still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in about 5 maybe 10 years people are gonna realize, wow, this is an incredible game.
Yeah. And I mean, Shadow of the Colossus, made by the same people, is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make lasting games. And that's, they do. I think the difference between all the other ones right now.
Mm-hmm. Except for Mario Kart 8.
Shut up.
I'm actually kind of excited for Mario Kart 8. No. It's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And so it's coming out on the Switch. It's basically the same game.
I just rolled my eyes so hard that it hurt.
Yeah, I know. But the thing it's basically the same game, but
that's the same game.
I'm just really excited for the only thing that they really changed in it, which was the battle system.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that battle system was terrible. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to playing in a good battle system because I liked the game. Like, it wasn't a terrible game.
Yeah.
But it is kind of annoying that there's no Mario Kart 9 out, but I'm down. Like,
yeah,
I'll get it.
Wicked news wedge. So Monopoly has traded 3 of its classic game tokens.
They're like the totem Pokemon. The totems are sitting there and they're like, we are in Hawaii.
Can you guess what the things are? They're technically all birds.
They changed the dog for a dog bird. They changed the hat for a hat bird.
Correct.
And they changed the thimble for a hat bird as well. There are two hat birds.
You are Kativo, Courtmeister. All right, moving on.
Whoa, hold on.
They changed them out for a penguin, a ducky, and the biggest and baddest bird of them all.
Chicken.
A T-Rex.
A T-Rex. Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, nice.
It's literally a T-Rex.
I love that.
So those are pretty cool.
I also want to play as a penguin. Quack. I don't think anyone has really mentioned this, but I think penguins are adorable and I love them.
They aren't, some of them are endangered. Oh, wait, yeah. We had Penguin Awareness Day.
Yeah, that's true.
We have talked about penguins.
I love penguins. Arcanine. I don't really express my penguin love a lot.
Oh,
but
my gosh, I'm an idiot.
What?
Let me tell this news wedge again.
Okay.
Hey, John, Monopoly has traded 3 classic game totems for a penguin, a T-Rex, yeah. Uh-huh. And Arcanine, the duck.
I love penguins.
Arcanine, the duck.
I love penguins.
48% say
Arcanine's a duck.
4 out of 10 dentists say that Arcanine is definitely a duck.
It just upsets me.
Have you seen the new Sonic gameplay in Sonic Forces?
No.
Looks exactly the same as every other Sonic game I've ever seen in my life.
Great.
It looks so bad. I hate it. I hate it.
Fair.
I hate it.
You know, there are probably some die-hard.
Dude, I've seen some of the comments Sonic from the diehards.
Yeah?
They're like, great, now I can play the same game again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It pretty much looks exactly the same.
Fair enough.
And it's totally linear.
Uh-huh.
Like an old school 3D Sonic game,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think people want anymore for some reason.
I mean, you have so much open world games coming out that you just...
I know. Dude, imagine an open world Sonic
Pokemon game.
Like Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. All right, imagine an open world city for Sonic to like go up the sides of buildings and down the highways.
See, that would be cool. I think they tried it with Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic 2000.
That was pretty linear.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple, like, you could take a left or a right,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty sure it was mainly linear.
Yeah.
06, you're talking about? Sonic 06?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not a good game.
It wasn't.
Oh, my God.
And it was also really weird that there was, like, a hedgehog and a princess.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold on.
The thing is, like, they're going
to
do that with Mario.
For so long.
They're going to do that with...
And if you feel like I feel, sugar, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Oh, no. Let's get it on.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're going to do that with Mario. They're going to throw him into a real world situation.
And we've talked about how much I hate that.
Don't know how that's going to turn out, but I'm excited.
Don't know. Don't know why.
Bowser York.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Oh, I was about to vomit.
If it is, though, I'm going to call. You heard it here, folks.
We had St. Patrick's Day.
We did. Neither of us got drunk.
High five.
Nice.
So apparently we have our top baby names of 2017. Have you heard them?
Nope.
Do you want to do male or female first?
Female.
Okay.
Because ladies always come first.
Number one, Emma.
Emma.
Number two.
Emma Stone.
Megbert.
Okay, these are fake.
Number three, Spaghetti Joe.
All right.
Number four, Emma 2, The Awakening.
All right.
Number five, Hey You.
Fair.
Number six, Olivia.jpg.
Is that a hey, Eastern name? Hey You?
Hey You, yes. H-E-Y space Y-O-U.
Fair.
Number seven, Windows Startup Noise.
Oh, I did the freaking prices right.
Number eight is Garlic Bread.
Fair.
Number nine is Delilah. Number 10
I said hey, you. The Eastern name.
Number 10 is Chevron with Techron.
Fair. Hey, right. That stuff cleans your motor. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Good job.
Are you ready for these ones? The yes. Boys? Number one is Liam.
Liam. Nisus.
Liam. Number two is Genghis Ron.
All right.
Number three is also Spaghetti Joe.
Fair enough. Good old Spaghetti Joe. Coming down, holding down the fort for both sexes.
Number four is Florp.
Florp? Wow. That sounds like a name that you, like,
oh my gosh,
give a pizza.
We've been recording for 40 minutes.
That's fair.
Number six is RogerBot 3000.
What
are we talking about right now?
We're talking about RogerBot 3000, boys.
Number seven is Lord Kickass.
Well, all right.
Excuse the French.
Yes, that number is actually a Western name. From the West.
It's the male version of Hey You.
That's fair.
Number eight is, all capitals, the one who is destined to destroy us.
Hmm.
It's a good one.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
I think it's German.
Ah, fair.
Number nine is various goat noises.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah.
And number 10, Wu-Tang Dan.
Wow, that sounds like a League of Legends champion.
Well, thanks to Jackson King for bringing that to my attention on
Thank
Facebook.
Thank you, Jackson King.
So
we teach children together.
That happened. Anyway, that's all our news wedge.
Nice.
Do we want to do a full episode right now? Like, in addition to this?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Because we would have to speed through our favorites, and that makes me sad.
All right. Well, we could talk about just
Breath of the Wild.
Okay, we can talk a little about
Breath
of the Wild.
Oh, my gosh. I love that game.
Here's the deal. Here's what I was talking to John about Breath of the Wild.
It's so good.
Not only is it an incredible game, it came out on time.
Yeah.
The full game.
Yeah.
No DLC nonsense.
Actually, there will be DLC
nonsense. Well, there'll be DLC, but it won't be like... It's an expansion, right?
Yeah.
This game's pretty dang big already.
Let's just put it this way. I feel like I've gotten my money's worth.
Oh, absolutely.
With the Switch.
Yeah.
Because of this game.
Yeah, it's incredible. We don't get games that are done a lot of the time now.
That's true.
Battlefront, starting with Battlefront.
Yeah.
We really got kind of screwed over.
Overwatch?
Overwatch has been pretty good, right?
It's been pretty good, but it's released new heroes.
Oh, that's true.
And so not all the heroes are available.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, it just kind of keeps the community engaged.
Yeah.
But
I think that's the point of that one.
Yeah.
That's a community kind of game. Mm-hmm. Last Guardian did come out fully... Not on time, though.
Right.
It's 13 years in the
Granted, we wanted Zelda U when the Wii U came out. And...
Yeah.
But they released it with the Switch, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's good.
Well, they released it when they said they would.
Right.
You know? And it's a full game.
Except for when they were like, Zelda U is coming out in 2016.
Well, yeah, that's it, yeah.
And we were like, what the heck?
Also, Zelda U doesn't exist.
Yeah, we were like, what the heck?
So, No Man's Sky is basically what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The super expensive game with a lot of promises that did not fulfill them.
Right. Breath of the Wild didn't really promise us a lot.
And yet...
Blew our minds.
Fulfilled everything that we wanted from No Man's Sky.
Exactly.
Basically. And more.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about how you are just kind of dropped in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't linearly get your boomerang, then your bow, then your whatever. Your, what do you call those? The...
Hookshots. Gosh, I want a hookshot in that game.
Whoa.
Hookshots would be dope in this game.
Wow. Hookshots are cool.
Hookshots are awesome.
That's all I wanted to say.
Who's that? Yeah.
Hookshot?
Hook. Oh, no.
Whoops.
Ryuk.
Anyway, so this game is awesome. You get dropped in the middle of an environment, And the thing is, you can walk up to monsters that are way stronger than you and fight them.
Yep. You'll die.
You will die. And if you don't, boy, does it pay off.
Yeah. So the thing is, I jumped off the Great Plateau and went north instead of east when the game was like, hey, go east. I was like, nah. I went north and I found this giant building and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm going to go poke it.
I'm going to poke it with a stick. And then like I walked in and I was like, these guys don't look too bad, but they were all like the like black charcoal ones. And I like jumped down there.
So intense.
And just got wrecked. Just got body rocked. Like, literally, these things are so fast.
This is basically like, straight out of the get-go,
yeah,
right?
Straight out of the gate. I'm fighting these, like, super crazy things. I'm, like, using all of my resources on one dude, and there are, like, at least 16 or 17 guys in this room. And I'm like, well, all right. So I leave that place because I had to save and reload off of that. I go further north because I'm dumb. And I just see walking guardians. I just restart. I'm like, all right, I am out. No sorry, Bob.
No, thank you. Yeah, I got to a place where there was a giant monster, like a giant goblin one-eyed thing. And I shoot it and it
did nothing.
The arrow bounces off of him.
Yeah.
And then I shoot him directly in his weak spot, which is his gigantic eye. And it does literally like 1/500th of his health. And I'm like, huh, I'm going to go. So then what we did was we went to the shrine near it.
Yeah.
Cool. Went in there. A modest test of your strength. Or modest test of strength. I get absolutely destroyed by this little creature.
Wrecked.
I'm like, well, crap. I'm not going to be able to do this. So this was an ironic name.
Yeah.
So what I do is I'm like, forget this shrine. I'm going to the one I was actually going to. There just so happened to be another one on the way. So I paraglide down to this thing. And I'm like, cool. This is going to be some ball in a maze nonsense.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Or like, what is 12 plus 4? And I'm like, at least 8.
At least 8. And they're like, here you go.
Here's your spirit orb. Anyway, we go down there, and lo and behold, the thing is called
a mighty test of strength.
Like a major test of strength. Yeah. And we're like, huh.
We go through the door.
Then the door
locks behind us. And this thing pulls out 4 weapons.
4 of these, like, lightsaber weapons. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go back to when I was fighting the giant monster.
Okay, bye.
It's amazing because you feel like you can go out of your element.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not restricted.
Right, yeah.
Which is cool.
I mean, it's not like the enemy's level with you. It's not like, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just like, we are not making a linear game in the same aspect. It's shoehorning in a way that a Dungeons & Dragons campaign should be shoehorned.
Yeah.
It's like, you can do whatever you want.
You can go punch the main boss, but...
But there are going to be consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you're gonna die.
Yeah. Like, that's why this game... I think that's why this game feels so real.
Right.
Is because you have unlimited choices.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those choices are really bad for you.
Yeah.
Like in, even like Wolf Among Us,
mm-hmm.
which you get to make the choices.
Yeah.
But it's like,
everything kind of turns out similar.
It's like, go catch this guy and then homie dies. Or go catch the other guy and your other homie dies.
Right.
Someone's going to die and that's going to affect the story in a certain way.
Right.
You know, but this game, you can cook apples if you want to.
Or you can climb a mountain and freeze to death.
And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
We looked over, we're like, that's the city we need to go to.
But there's like, also this really cool waterfall over here.
I was like, I think I'm going to go over there. You're like, do it, man.
Yeah.
Also, I finally got a horse.
Yeah.
Raven. Always a classic.
Good old Raven.
This is funny because this is the first Zelda game I've played where I haven't named my character James.
Yeah. The whole voice acting thing.
Yeah.
You know, but that, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. I want to meet Zelda.
I know. I feel like we haven't scratched the surface of this game.
We haven't even run into any of the beasts yet.
The four. There's four of them. Jeez
Louise. And I mean, via my exploring, I think I may have seen something. But, really? Yeah. But I'm just gonna keep that one to myself right now.
I've heard whisperings of dragons in this game.
Are there really?
That's what I've heard. Melvin started talking about dragons and I was like, enough. I don't wanna know.
Nope.
I've heard there are dragons.
I'm down. Are they like...
And not like stationary dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they like English dragons or are they Chinese
dragons? Oh, they're Chinese dragons.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So they're like 10 miles long.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Oh, man, I want to fight one.
I want to hug one.
That also, yes.
I hope you don't have to kill them.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you probably don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You can let it kill you.
Yeah, you can eat it.
No, don't eat it. Anyway, this game is turning out to be...
a very pleasant surprise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was expecting just another linear, slightly bigger, just solid Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be, you know, I don't know, this might take Twilight Princess for me.
Really?
Really. It's just that good.
Yeah, it's brought us together pretty well.
Yeah.
That's nice.
What was my rage?
Oh, so there are certain puzzles that you have to use, like, the Joy-Cons is like a balancing act kind of thing. It was poorly positioned, so we couldn't really tell where the ball was and all of that stuff.
And what you guys don't know is that I am the god of the balancing games in Zelda.
In roll goal.
As in, I've beaten 6 roll goals in a row.
Without losing a ball.
Preach.
Homeboy wrecked shop.
Yeah.
But this game here came through and just knocked us on the head.
Oh yeah, this game has been destroying me left and right. People are like, yeah, I've got a 15 death count on this game. I'm like, for what, like this session?
For like this sit down?
This sit down, yeah, this hour sit down.
Yeah.
They're like, no, in general. I'm like, well,
wow.
I've died 15 times trying to get to the top of this mountain, so I mean, seriously though.
I've just been like, I've done a lot of seed things. For the seeds.
The Korok things?
Yeah, the Korok seeds. And then I've done a lot of, like, exploring, looking for towers and looking for shrines.
Sweet.
Like, yeah. So the towers don't really do much, but just give you the map. And my map is really looking pretty solid right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's really worth it because it kind of tells you, it gives you an idea of, like, what to expect in areas.
Uh-huh.
But then you get there and you realize that you never expected, like, you should have expected what you
ran into,
but you didn't.
Yeah. Ill-prepared.
It's dope. Kind of, yeah. Thing.
Yeah. I'm excited to play more of this game.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like, because we saw like a glowing bunny.
Yeah.
And that was just like, huh, there's a glowing bunny over there.
Let's poke it with a stick.
Yeah. But it's not like, you know, Derek the bunny that you need to talk to go to a different city where it's just like
where there's loading screens.
That's what's been blowing my mind. And I was thinking about, we've probably talked about this. Have we already talked about this maybe right now? Where it doesn't have any DVDs. There's a cartridge. I think that's why it's so fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 128 gig cartridge.
Yeah.
And that's why you can just walk.
Mm-hmm. And things are a little low res if you're like doing the zoom things, but things like develop around you. And then when you zoom in on some of the details, you're like, whoa.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Like this isn't like the most detailed thing in the universe, but the fact that this game is so huge.
Yeah.
and it has these details in it.
Well, we looked at a water reed.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, huh, that looks pretty good. And you're like, that is one water reed.
Yeah.
In like 500,000 square miles.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
It's just like that, or the fact that Link's face changes expression.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Like, you never realized that you wanted that until you got it, you know? Like,
that is a perfect way to sum up this game.
Yeah, exactly.
You never realized that you wanted that so bad until you got it in Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I want more runes.
Okay.
That's just me. I just think...
Are there more?
I don't know. Because all we have is... Fine. I think they're like the additions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That like make them better. But...
We've got Magnesis, the ice, the two remote bombs. I've realized those are for like if you don't want a rolling one.
Mm-hmm.
You got a square one. I didn't realize that. I'm an idiot. And then the last one is time stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply to people?
And then characters? Cameras. No, it doesn't.
Oh, interesting.
It's only objects.
Very interesting.
But the thing is, I have more than once gotten up, placed down a rock, time stopped it, and then beat it like crazy into an enemy, and they go flying.
I'm into that.
I was hilarious. I was like, that's a goat. Let's go poke it with a stick. And then like halfway there, I saw this rock and I was like, huh. And so I froze it and I poked it with my spear like as much as I could before the time cracked out. And then it just like freaking, what is it? Rail gun. It's just like, pew! And the goat was like, I couldn't find the meat because it had flown so far. I was like, all right, seems about right.
Something,
let's do this.
Something that is really satisfying in this, not only the goat yowl that just sounds like, ah.
Ow.
The something that's really satisfying are your combos.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like, you know, up, down, down, left, R kind of thing. It feels like you have to be creative, like, all right, I'm going to paraglide this far, then shoot a fire arrow here, then slam down with a weapon, and then ice arrow someone. It's just...
Yeah.
It's you've got
you
so much
creativity.
You feel
like a secret agent.
You really
like,
do.
You're just like, all right, let's do this. And then like you have to take different angles. And that's the thing is, it's not just go beat it with a sword, you know?
Yeah.
But you totally can do that if you want to. That is an option.
You can Nathaniel your way through this game.
That is true.
Beat the crap out of everything.
Yeah.
And or then, you can snipe.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can stealth. You really can do anything. Or a combination of any of them.
I've been using the stealth a lot.
Yeah. Because you got what was it?
The armor? The Sheikah armor.
Yeah.
And just stack that with like a lot of sneaky like edibles.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm invisible. Like, I can walk up to this dude and he's like, I have no idea who you are. And I'm like, bap. And then he's like, I'm dead.
Stab, stab.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
but it's not like an instant kill or anything. It just, you know, makes it a little easier.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm making as much noise as possible in some thick fabric armor.
Yeah, you're in thick fabric armor jumping off mountains, launching like bomb arrows at people's faces.
The amount of times I've shot the ground with a bomb arrow and it has killed me, even in front of Jeff, I think is like upwards of 5.
Jeff's like... Well, that was dumb.
And I was like, this game is terrible. And you're like, no. He's terrible.
I was like, wah, wah. Gosh. And honestly, all right. I probably should share this with at another time. But gosh, just the characters in the game, like, even the ones that I don't like. Like, even like... Okay, the king, you know, you shows up and you're like, wow, that's majestic. And then, like, you run into, like, random McGee. And he's like, I'm going to sell this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you run into another guy. And he says basically the same thing that the other dude said.
But like a real human being.
Yeah, but he says it like in his own way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then they'll give you stuff. They'll like tell you their stories. They'll, you know, explain things to you. And then you get to like towns and like the person who first sees you like freaks out. He's like, get out of my town. I don't know who you are. I've lived in this town my entire life. What is going on? And then you're like, I'm the hero. And he's like, okay, word. Just don't screw up my town.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's awesome to me. The children that you run into.
Like they say, they talk like children.
Yeah. And they act like children too. You yeah. know, they'll be running around gossiping to each other.
They don't stand there waiting for you to come talk to them.
Right. And they're not like running in a circle or a pattern. They're literally just running around the town. Like, just running around, just yeah. like, I'm children.
And they come up to you and they're like, hey, can we like play tag?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure.
I did all of the side quests in Kakariko Village.
Oh, boy.
And then I also did some other weird things. There's some weird stuff in the second city.
Really?
Yeah. I want you to explore that city because there's some weird stuff.
What word?
Yeah, there's some real weird stuff. I was doing some exploring last night and just like going through the city and doing stuff. And I was like, what the heck? This is so weird. Like, even the diaries and stuff. This is very like Elder Scrolls-esque. Where you just like pick up random books and they have actual like stories in them.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll go through like people's diaries and stuff, the diaries that are open, read them, and I'm like, this is dope. Like, this is the plot of a game, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm really excited.
I love this game. I think it is amazing.
Yeah.
My top five.
I'd say, definitely, yeah. For me.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I think that concludes our episode.
Yep. We're going to... So, next week, and then the next week, so 2 weeks from now, we're going to have our one-year anniversary on this show.
Yeah, 1 year.
Which is awesome. I'm very proud of us.
Yeah, we made it.
We did it. April Fools.
April Fools.
So, we're going to have our big debate-a-rama.
Big...
With Nathaniel.
Debate-a-rama.
With big... Durayama.
Shamalama.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Shwarma.
So we're going to debate what the best Pokemon... Are we going to do fire types or the best Pokemon?
We'll do best Pokemon. It's a year anniversary, man.
All right.
This is longer than some of my relationships.
Oh, boy.
I'm ready for this.
Furiously tugs at collar. John, let me tell you where people can find us.
Where can they find us?
They can find us on basically all social medias.
All of them.
That's it. Friendster. You just find us there. Friendster.
Let's do this.
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google Plus. It's true. You just search as Bite Sized Lemons, or you can also email the podcast at thebslpodcast@gmail.com.
Giselle, are you listening? Because
Giselle,
if you are.
Listen.
I'll give you a high five next time I see you.
Oh, yep. Very nice. Also, Sean, defend your honor.
Well, he's going to say, well, you guys just need to tell me when to come over and do it in the recording or whatever.
Send us an email, my guy.
If you email us, we'll consider you putting it on the show.
It's true.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's high five each other.
Boop. We did it.
Bye. Thank you.